This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah, we're back. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And, you know, we've been talking about recovering from hardship. And we talked about Section 8 housing. One of the things that I wanted to mention, that the reason that I got involved in investing in real estate and pursuing this financial independence was because I had a boss who was absolutely miserable and I didn't know what else to do, because at the time Mrs. Finelli and I had a house together, had a mortgage, and we didn't have car payments because we always paid cash for our vehicles. We always bought used vehicles. But the point was that we did have a mortgage note that needed to be paid, $471 a month at the time. And I wanted to be able to keep the house and, you know, if I wanted to, you know, quit my job. And that was the promise of an Al Lowry real estate adventure, that you could become financially independent and quit your job within about 3 years. Well, it didn't work so well for Al Lowry. There's an article that I was looking at written in 1987, a couple years after I attended his seminar, and Al Lowry fell into financial struggles, and he had assets, according to the court papers in this article, the LA Times, LATIMES.com, that Al Lowry owed $3 million, had assets of $1 million, and the IRS was coming after him for $138,000. So he was in, you know, a tough bind. And so his, and it even says that for $495 each, thousands of people packed hotel ballrooms to hear Lowry's theories on how to get rich investing in real estate with little or no money down. Absolutely true. And I was one of those guys. But I did it. I was able to make it work because I didn't do everything that Al Lowry's instructor said to do, you know, buy with no money down. I thought that was absolutely crazy. I thought everybody ought to have some skin in the game. So I did not buy any properties with no money down. I bought properties with money down, hard-earned money down, and there's no way I was going to let this whole thing fall apart and lose everything based on individual greed, meaning my individual greed. So I was very careful what I bought, how I bought it, and even though I made mistakes, even though I made lots of mistakes, because I would never buy a property that I wouldn't live in myself, it all worked out. And so ultimately, I decided that we had a new mayor in town, and I decided that I didn't think he was going to do a very good job for the city. I thought the city would crumble. And so I dumped all the properties, like, almost all at once. And fortunately for us, it worked out. The mayor didn't turn out to be all that good for the city. Housing prices fell. And so we escaped. But the bottom line is, in case you're wondering, yes, I was a real estate investor. Yes, I did buy single-family houses, and I did buy apartment buildings. And yes, it can work if you're in a market where the prices of housing is rising. Now, if it's not rising and you're leveraged and you've got a small down payment, like 10%, and the housing prices are falling, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. But if the housing prices are going up, It's a great way to go. And fortunately for Mrs. Finelli and me, housing prices were going up. And, you know, one of the fallacies in the Al Lowry system was that, you know, if you have to hire people to do things at the going rate, meaning plumbing, roofing, electrical, heating, those kinds of things, replacing windows, replacing walls, replacing kitchens, if you have to pay... It's going to gut you. You've got to do it yourself. And your husband, Archie, he did it the way I did it, right? He was in there hammering and sawing.
And decorator. That was stock and trade, you know. So he would get a building, and he would paint it and decorate it himself and bring it up to something really beautiful, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, because he had friends in the building industry, he could sort of get friends to have a look at the wiring and the plumbing or whatever. Yeah. And, but that was, you know, he wasn't doing it to get rich. He was doing it to get rich in the kingdom of heaven. He was doing it actually to help people because, and he went in with his eyes open because, his background was that he came from Glasgow in Scotland. And he came from an area in Glasgow called Maryhill. And when he was in Glasgow, that's where he learned his trade of being a painter and decorator. And guess what? His job was, when he was in Glasgow, it was painting and decorating. They're called corporation flats in Glasgow, which is basically the Scottish equivalent of Section 8. And you think that what you went through was bad. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. He would go into a department and there would be a Pakistani guy there with 500 chickens in his flat. And that was how he was keeping himself. And, you know, he would go, man, oh, man, I'm not even bothering with that one. And so he just... you know, sign off on it and then just go to the next flat. But he had the compassion to see that this poor guy, he was a recent immigrant, he had no other way of supporting himself, and he obviously wanted to make something better for himself in the world, and so he got 500 chickens, and he had them in battery cages, this flat might have been, oh gosh, maybe 100 to 150 square feet. So 500 chickens in a 150 or 100 square foot flat apartment.
So, I'm thinking about the flies.
that apparently still goes on to this day in Glasgow.
Must have been
so he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was getting into. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Must have been millions of flies. Jeez.
It must have stunk. It really must have stunk. And and then there was another flat. And this one was on the ground floor, okay, of a big, you know, they call them estates in Britain, in Scotland. In the US you would call them projects, and this particular flat was on the ground floor of the estate or the project. And it had a window to the outside of the building, and then there was something which was, I suppose, supposed to be a children's play area. And back in the day, people used to have big copper kettles, and they would put a fire under the kettle, and they would, they would use that to do their laundry. They would use it to heat water. Maybe if you needed to make a large amount of soup, you had a big family to feed or something, then you would light the kettle and make a soup, you know, and chuck a bunch of beef bones or something in there. This person got one of these copper kettles and filled it with lard, okay, lit the fire underneath it, okay. These kettles had a designated fireplace underneath. But they were using it inside. They lit the kettle full of lard, And you'll never, you know what they were doing. They were making chips in the kettle, and they were selling them to people out their back window. And when you say chips,
in the United States, fries. Chips would mean potato chips. Are you talking about French fries?
I'm talking about French fries.
Right.
They had an entrepreneurial spirit. They were making French fries and selling them in paper packages, you know, which is how they do it in Britain. They sell them in folded paper packages to people. And they had a queue of maybe 100 people lined up outside their window buying packets of chips, buying packets of French fries. You know, for their lunch, because, you know, a lot of people didn't have cooking facilities at home, and they quite literally lived on French fries in the city. I think that chip vat, as you call them, I think it ended up catching fire, and that was a bit of a problem when that happened, because I don't know if you've ever seen a chip vat catch fire. It's a pretty scary experience. Yeah. You know, I don't know if they have fast food operations in America where they have a deep fryer.
They do. They're called McDonald's, Burger King, Hardee's. yeah.
You got no small ones anymore, I guess. But you still have them in Australia. They're called chip shops. And but you know if one of these deep fryers ever catches fire, it's really really bad. You can kiss the whole restaurant goodbye. But I think that actually that chip vat actually did catch fire because it was not run using electricity or gas. It was actually run using firewood. And but for a while there, you know, Archie would see the queue of people around the outside. But you know, even that is kind of preferable to what you have today in the Section 8 world, because people are not doing that sort of thing. If people were doing that sort of thing, you know, buying a chip machine, you know, getting maybe $1,000 together, going down to an auction house, buying a chip machine and, you know, buying some fat and buying some, you know, French fries from a food wholesaler or something and selling French fries out of their window of their ground floor apartment. Yeah, actually, that would be contributing to the economy.
Yep, the government...
These days, because you get invaded by all the permit patties.
Yep, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
My name is Kiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, just think about this. Lifting yourself up by your bootstraps, that's a great thing. In the United States, it's getting a little tougher because if you think you can open a French fry shop out of your apartment building, it probably wouldn't last till tomorrow before the health department and the blue team were there just shutting you down. I mean, people just wouldn't stand for it. Your neighbors wouldn't stand for it. And, you know, that's where we've become in the United States. However, when my dad was growing up, you know, in the 1930s, he was born in the 20s, but in the 30s, right next door to where he was living, there was a chip shop, and it was like a house, maybe a two-story house, and the first floor of it was this chip shop, fish and chips, and then the second floor is where the family lived. So yes, that kind of thing did go on, and yes, it was viable. It was. As a matter of fact, that chip shop went on for years and years and years. And that's how I know the term chips doesn't mean potato chips. You know, these thin wafers, that you buy in a bag, you know, at the supermarket. You and I were talking, and this was probably well over a year and a half ago. You mentioned a guy's name, Robert Kiyosaki. And so
yeah, that's right.
The reason I'm mentioning this is we were talking about Al Lowry, the guy that, you know, I bought his book and course and decided to follow his financial advice. And yes, it worked. It worked for us. I literally, it gave me the courage. And believe it or not, you know, if you look at me now, you think, you know, why would this take any courage at all? You know, Vinny would just do it now. Well, there was a time in my life when I was much younger, and, you know, I was a young middle management guy at the bank designing computer systems, and, you know, I had this miserable boss, and what would it take for a person to go to his boss's boss in a large corporation and ask his boss's boss if he could have a different boss because it wasn't working out, you know? And because I had just bought a few buildings, and I thought, you know, I think this is going to work. I then had the courage to go to my boss's boss and say, you know, I love this corporation. I just love it. I want to stay here, but I can't work for that guy, you know.
Yeah.
Could I have a different boss? And and I was probably the first guy to ever do that within the corporation. And the boss said, well, if you can find, you know, someone who will let you work for him, yeah. You can have that transfer. Yeah. That's okay with me. And that's what I did. I went to another guy in telecommunications. I was in charge of a computer system. And I went to the guy in charge of telecommunications. I said, you know, I really like what you do. I've been in meetings with you. I see how you operate. You are really a guy that I would want to work under, with, train with, and do the best I can. And what do you think? And he said, yeah, it's okay with me. So I went to my boss's boss, said, yeah, I found a guy in telecommunications. He wants me to join his team and run telecommunications for the bank. Is that okay? He said, sure. So I got a new boss. But it was all because I had the courage to do that, because I was beginning to be financially independent. And what that really means working harder for yourself, becoming an entrepreneur that gives you another income stream. And how does that relate to Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Well, he talks about that. He talks about how to do those kinds of things, how to be frugal, how not to waste money, how to build your business. Now, did he go bankrupt? Yeah, he did. Robert Kiyosaki, you look it up. Yep, he went bank. Well, actually, he didn't. One of his corporations did. And he protected his income stream by having multiple corporations. And that's why I wanted to mention that. So if you happen to look up Robert Kiyosaki, you know, the guy who would teach you how to live frugally, how to compare rich dads and poor dads and pick the one that you want to be. And you don't have to be a dad. You can just be, you know, a mom. You can be single. You can be anybody. But following his advice really does work. It really does. But one of his corporations went bankrupt, not him. He still is worth a lot of money. So I just wanted to share that little story. Gwyneth, any comments before we go into this break? 5 seconds.
Okay. I'd just like to talk when we get back about code enforcement.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First, the 12 boys who'd been trapped in a cave in Thailand for over 2 weeks were out of the cave. Now they're out of the hospital and talking to reporters. That youth soccer team and their coach holding a news conference a short time ago. This boy saying through a translator, he was the one who led the first rescuers to the rest of the group.
I grabbed the torch for me, and then I came down, and then I greeted them. I said, hello.
A wildfire outside Yosemite National Park in California continues to grow. The Ferguson fire is up to 13,000 acres and only 5% contained, currently threatening about 100 buildings. In Washington State, a wildfire burning near Spokane has forced evacuations of about 800 homes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fox, it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth's with us. Gwyneth, you want to talk about code enforcement?
Yes. Okay. I want to speak to anybody out there who is any sort of code enforcer, okay? Whether you are a policeman or work for a municipality or somebody from the SPCA or whoever, okay, health inspector, whatever. And I need to, tell you a few home truths. The corporation that you work for, okay, is operating a racketeering scam. And you need to, from now on, be very, very careful in how you treat people, because I can see a trend developing on the horizon, and this is a tactic, actually, that the code enforcers themselves developed, but now there's a lot of ordinary people are beginning to wake up and are using their own weapon against them. Okay, and what that is if you are a code enforcer, basically you are the pointy end of an extortion racket. You need to be aware of that, and you need to have a good long hard think about if you are happy to do that. And if you are happy to do that, you need to do that with the awareness that you are going to have RICO suits filed against you in the court of law. And people who are just after trying to make an independent living for themselves need to learn how to self-represent in a courtroom, and they need to start filing these RICO suits. And would you like to explain, Vincent, for the class exactly what a RICO suit is?
Well, I can, but I was going to tell a story first. But do you want to do that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Basically, racketeering is not allowed, and it hasn't been allowed, and there's been very strong common law and also a Supreme Court precedent dating back to the 1920s and 1930s. What they're doing is totally unlawful. And the emerging edge of this is the Permit Patty phenomenon, where these code enforcers don't actually have our sympathy anymore, and they need to be aware that they no longer have our sympathy. And we now see them for who they are. And, they have been sowing for very many years, destroying the economy and making our lives hell, and they are going to reap what they have sown. Meaning that they have sued us into oblivion economically. They're going to start getting sued into oblivion. Okay, I think that's about all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what is, and you spell RICO, class, RICO, and it stands for the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO. And that's what Gwyneth is talking about. And according to the news, this was about 5 years ago. I was doing a couple broadcasts. I was doing a morning broadcast and an afternoon broadcast right out of Missouri. And I read this article early in the morning. I would read the news early in the morning, actually maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day. And I still do. And I was reading this article about this homeowner in Orlando, Florida. And what I read, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm going by memory, that they were being fined $500 a day for growing vegetables in their front yard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, $500 a day. So I saw this, and I hit the roof. I was livid, because what they were trying to—they weren't running a business out of their front yard. They were growing vegetables to eat. And I was thinking about my grandparents. I've been at my grandparents' house, both of them, and they grew food. My mother's grandmother had the entire backyard. The entire backyard was a garden, every square inch except for a patio. And over the patio was a grapevine, a huge grapevine, where they had table grapes, and they made wine. So they had a vineyard, they had a couple fruit trees, and they had a garden, and they grew tomatoes and squash and everything you could think of for their own consumption. Because they grew up, my parents grew up during the Depression, my mom's family and my dad's family. So if they wanted to eat...
If you didn't do that during the Depression, you starved.
That's right. That's right. So as I was reading this article about this Orlando, Florida, and Orlando's where Disney is, right? Orlando, Florida, these people were being punished by the city code enforcing types for growing a garden. So I was livid. So I picked up the phone. I looked up the city government's phone number, and I said I wanted to talk to the code enforcement people. They said, well, the investigator, here's the investigator's extension. And I left a message. I said, hi, I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm an investigative radio broadcaster. And I'm doing a story on code enforcement about this family. And I delineated who they were and the fine and what I read. And I said, I'd like to hear your story, your side. And I said that I'm going on the, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going on the air. And I'm going to be talking about it with or without your side. If you'd like to have your side mentioned, you're going to need to call me before I go on the air. Otherwise, I'm going to go with what I know. And so here's what happened. They decided, well, I gave out the code enforcement person's phone number on the air. I said, here's what they're doing. Here's their number. They called the farmhouse and they asked me, begged me to stop. Please stop. We are reviewing the code. The fine has stopped. We're not fining these people. The fine has gone away. There is no more $500 a day fine. We've stopped the fine. It's all gone away. We are now meeting and we are reviewing the code and we're going to change the code. We're not going to do this. We're not going to beat these people up. And so I was thinking, when you said code enforcement, we went to the break, and I just typed in, code enforcement, Orlando, Florida. Here's what I have. OrlandoSentinel.com. Orlando prunes its proposed front yard garden rules. This is an article, August 7th, 2013. It says, after an embarrassing battle with a couple of College Park gardeners, Orlando officials have drawn up new rules governing homeowners who want to plant carrots and cucumbers in their front yard. And it says that they can. And it goes on to say, and I'm kind of pleased about this part, it says, where is this? It talks about somewhere in this article, I lost it because it keeps moving, but it talks about that they, the media went after them. And that's exactly right. The media went after them. But when we go after them, we go after them by giving out the phone numbers of the individuals, not the main number, the individuals who are the code enforcers. And we made their lives uncomfortable because we exposed who they were by their name and their cell phone numbers. And it worked. And we've done this several times. And it
does work.
Okay. The
mention.
Yep.
When I'm talking about these issues, and I mention the names of our friendly neighborhood police officers on air, that's why I do it. I want any harm to come to them, far be it from them, that anything should happen to them, but they need to stop being anonymous. People need to start seeing these people for who they are, okay? Because for many, many years, they have made our lives hell. So when people Brad Hyatt, Peter Halpin, that's Halpin, by the way, and Michael Harper and such like, who are all police officers around here who at one time or another have trespassed on my land and caused me a great deal of distress and who are likely to get sued into the future if they don't stop. That's the reason why I name them is because they need to stop being anonymous.
Right.
Because it's the anonymity. That's why bank robbers wear a mask.
That's why cops wear a mask. Cops wear masks, too.
Cops wear sunglasses. Oh, by the way, Michael Harper and Peter Halpin, when they did a property invasion the other day that I think I mentioned last week, they weren't wearing their badges. Now, that's a big-time code violation from Victoria Police's own rules. They're supposed to wear their badges on their shirts. They were not wearing their badges. But I recognize Peter Halpin because he's my personal Javert, I say. You know, anyone who's ever read or seen or watched the movie of Les Miserables, they will know about the policeman who spends his whole life pursuing this ex-con, despite the fact that the ex-con made good and actually spent the rest of his life helping people, you know. But Javert was determined to destroy him. And so when I see a police officer like that, I call him Javert. They probably don't have any idea what I'm talking about, but, you know, I don't think their education extends to classics of literature somehow.
The sentence that I was looking for in this article in the OrlandoSentinel.com is: the perception of big government cracking down on veggies drew national media attention and a gardener revolt.
Woo-hoo.
That's what it takes.
Yay.
That's what the article says. It doesn't say Vinny, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, you mentioned the police not wearing their badges, badge numbers. Now, I was pulled over by many years ago. I still was in the Midwest. I was pulled over by a cop. And license and registration. I gave him the license and registration. And I told him I was armed. He said, I don't care about that. So he went back to his patrol car, came back and gave me a ticket for speeding. And I, you know, there was no discussion. He just handed me this ticket. And I looked at him and I said, I've got your name. I've got your badge number. Got a couple of questions. What were you doing on private property? Lights off, in the dark, in the rain, sniping with your radar gun. What were you doing? And he told me it was policy. And I asked him, whose policy? And he told me that, you know, it was the sergeant's policy. So I said, okay, what's his name? I got his name. And I said, you know, you got the wrong guy. I was going up a hill. Three cars were coming down the hill. We're all bunched together. And you seem to think I was the guy that was speeding. You got the wrong guy. It wasn't me. And I've got out-of-state license plates because we gave our daughter a car, and after about 5 years, she gave it back to me. And the tags are still good for through the end of the month, at which time I'm going to register the vehicle and
change them
in Missouri. And so, you know, I understand that, you know, it's easy pickings. You know, you pick on an out-of-state driver, they're not going to come to court, they're not going to challenge you. But I live here. I live just down the road. And I happen to be a broadcaster on the largest AM radio station in the area. Covers almost every county in Missouri. And I'm going to be talking about you. your name, your badge number, and what you've been doing until the disposition of this ticket. He couldn't believe what he was hearing.
Yep.
And do you know that my ticket has never appeared? It's gone. It's missing. It's gone missing.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found. Because what he was doing is he was on property, private property, sniping, and I'm certain without the right, without the owner's permission.
Yeah.
Kind of like what the blue team does when they sit in like a used car lot, and there's a whole bunch of cars all lined up in a used car lot, and there's like an empty slot, and they occupy that, and they've got their radar gun, and they're sniping. Are they protecting and serving? Well, they'd probably say, yeah, we're protecting you all from speeders. Yeah. How about helping us instead of sniping? So that's their tactic. And you know, we need to expose them. And you know, whenever I see a cop sniping, and if Mrs. Finelli is with me, I say, okay, as soon as we're done with the bank, you know, as soon as we're done banking, I'm going to stop off and ask this guy what he's doing. And by the time I get back, he's gone. He's picked another sniper's perch.
Yep. Yes,
but that's what I do.
Longer than about 15 minutes at a time. Because people go away and they are beginning to come back and challenge them.
And another thing that the cops are doing in our neck of the woods is what they do is they go to a bar, and I've mentioned this on the air a couple times, maybe a few. They'll go to a bar and they'll put a mark on the tire of someone at the bar. And then they'll go down the road because when you come out of the bar, you either turn left or you turn right. Okay, so they set up shop and they look for that stripe. And when they see that stripe on the tire, they know that's the guy. That's the guy. He was at the bar. Pull him over.
They do something similar around here. They'll park just up the road from the country pub. And they know when closing time is. The country pub has responded by putting free camping for all of its clients.
There you go. There you go. And that's the mother of invention. Necessity
is
the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth, it's delightful broadcasting with you.
Hey,
thanks for staying up late.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Gwyneth Isaacs. Link on the website, usapreparers.com, the instructors tab.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.